Welcome back, everyone. This is Quest Center. This is our second episode of the podcast. And today we have a lot of news to talk about. The Disney Marvel showcase happened at D23. State of Play was shown off, Nintendo Direct, and some big thing happened with Grand Theft Auto. I forgot the name. I was trying to say the acronym. but something happened with Grand Theft Auto. I don't know the full story, but Sergio does. Sergio, how are you doing?
I'm good, man. Been playing a lot. A bunch of interesting has been happening since the last time we spoke, so that was like perfect timing, you know. It sucks, but yeah, it's really good.
No, when all this stuff was happening, I was like, dang, I think we made a good decision of waiting like a month until the end of the month for the next episode. So yeah, that's some good stuff. But before we get to the news, actually, we are going to talk about some games that we played for today. And we'll start with you, Sergio. What did you play?
So I recently just finished Red Dead Redemption 2. I got that game, I believe, when it came out back in 2018. Set it off to the side for like the longest time, and then one day I was like, you know what, I'm gonna finish it, and I finally did it after so many years of just putting it off to the side. And man, dude, it is a really great game. It is amazing. It's so cool, like just the characters, the story, and then like just the environment, and like it's a western, you know, so like there's nothing really to do, just because you're just on your horse and horseback and walking. And it's empty, but at the same time, it's meant to be like that. And it's just so beautiful, man. Like, the scenery, 10 out of 10. Really, really good game. You should really play it. It's amazing. So, I finished that up. I started playing Cyberpunk 2077. Because, well, when it came out, a bunch of stuff happened with that game when it came out. And so, I was, might as well play it and just delete it finally. So I got back into it. It took me a while to get used to the controls again, just because it's like one of those games where it's like you're playing it for so long, you stop playing it for a good while, and then you're like, what am I doing here? Because you just don't know, you know? So I've been playing that. So far, you know what? I was talking to my cousin about it, and I was like, it's not really like the city itself, it's not really catching my interest. But then I started doing actual story missions, and I was like, oh, you know what? No, this game's really good. I was like, I'm really enjoying it. So. I'm trying to finish that up. I tried downloading Final Fantasy VII, but for some reason, like, it didn't download, so I'm just kind of confused on that. That's what I've been doing so far. What about yourself?
Okay. No, that's cool. Yeah, actually, I just remembered something about Red Dead Redemption 2. Did you ever see those episodes of South Park where they where they were mentioning the game?
No, I didn't.
Oh my gosh, it was so hilarious. It literally just like popped out in my head. It was so funny because just like everyone in the town was playing it for some reason, and every time someone brought it up, they're like, yeah, Red Dead Redemption 2? It's like, yeah, man, it's great. It's just like, that's always a commentary that they kept making.
I need to look into that, because I love South Park, so.
Oh my gosh. Actually, I just got back into it because I saw, what was it? The Streaming Wars special.
Oh yeah, you know what? I still haven't seen those.
But yeah, it was hilarious, dude. Oh my god, I fucking died laughing.
And you know what's so funny? Because when Red Dead came out, people were like, "Oh, it's amazing," you know. But when I bought it, it took me so long for me to actually get into it. And it's just because you're playing right in the beginning, you're doing like all the tutorials and all, and it's like so much. But it's only because there's so much to do in the game. And that was like a little bit like, I was like, oh, it's too much. Like, kind of not intimidating, but it just kind of threw me off. So once I passed all that, like, once you passed like the tutorial, I was like, oh, okay, I can actually enjoy playing the game. It's beautiful.
I mean, what is there to do in the game exactly? Like, you just, I mean, I'm sure you can go around killing people or something like that.
You can do that. You can rob stores. You can go hunting, fishing. And then just exploring the map, man, it's very beautiful. There's times because I'll be really tired, you know? So I'll be tired and then I'm like, oh, well, I have to go all the way across the map. and it's like maybe like a, it's, I mean, it's easy. It's like 5 minutes, but just to like actually do that, it's kind of a, not intimidating. What's that word called? Frustrating. But then what they did was they have cinematic mode, and every Grand Theft Auto game has a cinematic mode when you're driving and all that. But with this, it's like if you press and hold X on your horse on the road, and you press and you put the cinematic mode on, the camera just changes. So you're just watching, like, do you, like he's just going by himself. You don't have to control anything. Just hold X, and the horse would go wherever you need him to go. Like if you just put like a waypoint, and it's like it's different camera modes, man. Like just like on top, behind you, and it's always moving around. And I'll be on my phone, and I just like catch myself just looking at the screen, just like looking at the game, because like I said, it's very beautiful, like the scenery and all that. So you're going up, like, you're going up a mountain. The camera's going like it's like a launch shot away from you. And it's just like you just traveling up the mountain, and it's like, oh, it's so beautiful, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah, holy shit. It's really good. And, like, the story's really cool too. It's, I mean, it's a western, so it's about cowboys and all that. Maybe you should watch your dad and watch it. You'll probably like it.
Maybe. I don't know if he's into westerns. I think my dad's more into sci-fi stuff, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because I mean, his favorite movie is like Terminator 2. Yeah. And all that. So. But yeah, no, actually, dang, that actually sounds really cool.
I
remember when that game came out, it was just all everyone was talking about. So,
yeah, when it came out, all my coworkers were like, oh, Red Dead. And I was like, eh, you know, it's all right. And now that I finished it, I'm like, yeah, I know what they're talking about now.
Yeah, for sure. So I played Splatoon 3. I got it.
Did you get it?
Yeah, I got it last week, actually, and I just beat it, the story mode.
How is it? How are you liking it?
Yeah, no, it was honestly really great. Like, there was such a major improvement from the second one. The second one, I honestly couldn't finish the story mode. I was having a lot of trouble finding the levels and all that for some reason. I'm not kidding you. Like, the way to find the levels, you had to, like, find this, like, invisible teapot-looking thing, and you had to paint it, you know, ink it, and all that. And I'm not kidding you, like, I ended up, like, inking the whole stage, and I still couldn't find the one that, like, I was looking for. Like, it was, I just needed one more to get to the next level and all that. It was so annoying, and so I couldn't really finish the story mode in a second.
Was it, this, like, did you, like, turn it off, turn it, like, play the level again, or was it just that one time?
It was just that one time. I finally just looked it up and be like, okay, where the heck is it? And so, yeah, this one though, like, you know, it's very clear where they're at. They even show it to you when you're like far away and all that. The only thing though is that there's things blocking the way, and you have to play a level in order to like unblock it and all that.
Oh, okay, I see.
And so that was a lot easier, but the levels themselves though, like, they honestly got super fucking creative with what you had to do. You get to use different kinds of weapons. Like, yeah, you're kind of forced to use different kinds of weapons and all that, which helps me improve some of the stuff. There were some weapons, though, that I could not use. There was one level that I skipped entirely. I literally played every level except one because I just couldn't. I couldn't fucking beat it. And it was this one weapon where I had to use like a bow and arrow.
Oh, okay.
And if you remember last time, the last episode, like I said, like, oh, I really like using bows and arrows and all that.
Yes.
This one though, I couldn't use it. No, it was too hard. It was too complicated. And so I gave up on that one. it was just really funny. The most interesting part though is that as you're passing through the levels, you kind of get these logs. And it's, you finally get the story of like the origins of the Inklings and what happened to humanity.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I thought that was super interesting and all that. And I won't get into it for like, I don't want to spoil it for anyone, but like, you know, it was super interesting, especially like how the marine life evolved into what they are now and all that. It was super interesting. I really liked it.
So is this essentially like takes place in the future then?
Yeah, wow. Basically.
Like, I would not have thought that at all.
it was unsure a bit. Like, you could tell it was Earth and all that, but you weren't sure, like, is it the same Earth?
Yeah.
Or did something happen or whatever? But now we finally got confirmation of what happened. Yeah.
So how's the multiplayer? Have you traded?
Yeah, I played it a bit. I'm on level 7. Mm-hmm. So I'm still fairly early on, but nah, dude, people got better at this game, man. For sure. Before, like, in the first game, you know, it was usually it's a giant win or a giant loss. You know, that's always happens in every tournament. This one though, like, it always feels close. I'm not kidding you. Like, you know, so the way that multiplayer works is you have to like ink the floor, uh-huh. and whoever inks the most wins. And usually on the like I said, like on the first one, big win or big loss, you could tell like right away, okay, yeah, I lost for sure. But not on this one though, it really looks 50-50 all the time. I'm like, oh my gosh, like who how the heck?
That's cool. So it's pretty much like more balanced then, right?
Oh yeah. It's always been fairly balanced and all that. It's just you know, this is the third game now, and so people are like, they've majorly improved and all that. I'm sure there's some kids who play it at first and are now fucking professionals at it or something.
Oh yeah, I mean I've seen like the subreddit for Splatoon, and like people are just like talking so good about this game, and I'm just there like, that's cool. That's good, you know, good for you guys. So that's cool. That's
really good. No, yeah, it really is a fun shooting game, and it's there. I mean, the things about these games, like, it's always so interesting how they built out this world and all that, because I love all the different stores that you can go to, and there's like even alleyways within the city that like, you can go to.
They made that bigger then?
It's always gotten bigger, and they've always tried to add some new stuff. Right now they added like it's kind of like a card game almost type of thing. I don't know how it works. I'm not that interested in playing that little mini game that they have, but yeah, they just always try to expand it. And then the biggest thing that I haven't tried it out yet, I can't remember the dates, but since the first one, they had these things called Splatfest.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And so basically how that works is every couple of months, or maybe, you know, every once in a while, basically, they have this competition where you choose a specific team. And before, I think it was like mustard versus ketchup. Mm-hmm. Pirates versus robots, I think. And there was even one time there was Autobots versus Decepticons.
No way, really?
Yeah, they what did the that. Hell? I just Decepticons, I think. Yeah, and so now they're doing one pretty soon. But the thing, though, is that instead of two teams, it's three teams now. And for the next one, it's going to be what would you bring in a deserted island or something like that? Would you bring the gear, the grub, or the fun?
Wow. Basically. Okay.
Yeah. I chose grub.
Yeah, of course. Right? Just saying.
From what I've seen, though, I think a lot of people might be choosing gear because they're like, no, yeah, you gotta survive, you know, you can use the gear to get the food and all that, blah blah blah. And I'm just like, I don't want the food.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the food that's already made for you.
Yeah,
that's I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I remember when there was already a Splatfest that came out for like beta testing and all that. You could have downloaded earlier and all that. And I heard some people, there were some problems with it. One of them being just how apparently like in halfway point of the Splatfest, it was clear, I can't remember which team it was, but like it was clear that one team was like winning. But by the end of it though, the results show that they were dead last.
No way.
Yeah, and so there's just some problems with the team up and all that. So hopefully by the time I play it, maybe there's some stuff that's fixed up. Who knows? Uh-huh. But yeah, and then some people are kind of excited, like what kind of teams they can make. The biggest one that I heard people want to see is the Pokemon starters.
Oh my!
Either you know, like Charizard, Blastoise, and Venusaur, or something like that, or just, you know, Fire starter, Water starter, Grass starter. I mean, who knows? But like, there's some cool things that they can probably come up with, honestly. So I'm really excited for what's gonna happen with Splatoon. but yeah, that's basically all I played.
What's it called? You brought up card games. That it has a card game. Another thing you can do in Red Dead is play little mini games. So there's poker. You can play dominoes. You can play the, is that called, like when you have your hand down on the table and you're using the knife?
No, I don't know what that's called.
Yeah, so you can, I forgot what it's called. You can do that, and then what else is there? I think there was like another mini game, but yeah. Also, it's just like a bunch of interactions with like random strangers. Like you'll just be like going to like a town, and then someone just pulls you over, like, "Hey, like, can you help me?" And you just help them real fast. And there's a bunch of them that like you meet them, and then you meet them like later on throughout the game. Like there was one where I saw one in the beginning of the game, and then like I saw him again, and I was like, "Oh, what the hell is he doing here?" And like I helped him in the beginning. I think I had to like he got bit by like a snake or something. And he's like, "Oh, like, you know, like I own the store, so just whenever you go there," and eventually you go to that town to where his store is at, and he's like, "Hey, you help me out, like here's a free weapon and pick whichever one you want." And I was like, "Oh," I was like, "That's cool." So it's like just little interactions about that make that game really special. Like I'm telling you, it's really good.
And for sure choices you make there, I think this is from what I remember being like said, but like the choices you make there does affect you like later on or something.
Yes, it is like there's an honor system. It's just like a bar, and it's pretty much like you get a good ending or a bad ending. So, you know, the more good deeds you do, the better you do. But there's times where you pick something just because you want to pick it, and it'll like, "Oh, that wasn't really the right choice." So your honor goes like a little bit down. But I mean, in the end, like, I think if you're going to pass it, like just with good intentions, it's easy to get it all.
Okay. I remember, what was it? Infamous. I remember going into that game, I was like, "Okay, I'm gonna try to be evil, let's do it." But then the first choice you make is like, "Do you want your grandma to live or to die?" And I'm like, "Are you freaking kidding me? This is what you start with." And I chose her to live, and then I just put good from the after that.
The first time I played it, I passed it with good intentions, and then you know how you can earn trophies? I'm gonna patent it. It's just pretty much two run-throughs, one with the good ending, one with the bad ending. And I mean, the good ending is like the better one, obviously. But when I was playing when I was trying to do the evil run, I was like, do I really want to pick the bad choice? Because it seems pretty like a douche move, you know? So I was like, we'll just do it for the trophy. But yeah, it's a good that one's a good game.
Yeah, for sure. Try to be bad. Oh my god.
Speaking of South Park, since you brought that up too, have you played the games?
No, actually, I was actually gonna bring that up. Since now we're doing this podcast, I hope I can get the South Park Fractured Butthole.
The Fractured Butthole. Yeah, you should play the first one too. What was it called? The Stick of Truth. It's so funny, man. Like, they're so hilarious. Like, it's just, you're playing it, and it's just like watching, like, a long episode. And it's so funny. I haven't passed the second one with the Fractured Butthole. But I think I got, like, halfway through, and it's so dumb. Like, just, like, the little interactions that you have with the kids, and, like, I think there was a boss fight with Kyle's mom and all that, and she was hard to beat. Like, I was trying to beat her, and I couldn't. It took me like 2 days to beat her. But yeah, like that game is really fun. It's on Switch too. Like, it runs pretty good, but the load times do take a while. I'll say that, and that's for both games either way. Like, the first one came out on the PS3, and that one did take a while for it to you're gonna go here to here, like to like a different place, and it did take a while to load, but. Oh, okay. Overall, great game. They're hilarious. If you're a fan of South Park, you're gonna really enjoy those games.
No, yeah, for sure. I remember, I think it was the butthole one that I saw a clip where they were playing in the street, and then all of a sudden you see like a signal saying that a car is coming.
Oh yeah,
and so the kids like, just wait, there's a car. That was so funny because, like, I think it is like an intense battle going on or something. And so the fact that it just gets interrupted by a car, it's so funny. Especially because, like, I remember doing that a lot when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Playing in the street.
Yeah, I remember.
Like, I know what that is.
Yeah, it just reminded me too because we would play football on the street a lot too. And I'd be like, "Oh, wait, hold on, there's a car coming." I don't know if you've seen this clip, but it's part of the second one. It's pretty much where you're making your character. So you can pick how he looks like, and you can change the skin color of him. So if you go darker, I think Cartman goes like, it's like difficulty. So it's like, it goes, you know, if it's white, it's easier. But if you go darker, it gets harder for you. And then Cartman just goes like, this doesn't really change the difficulty of the game. But like, and you go, but it does change your life choices or something like that. And they're just making fun of like, just like, maybe not to be racist and all that, you know, but like they're just making fun of like being black and like how it's hard.
Yeah.
It's so dumb. Like, just look at just go on YouTube and just look at character creation for that game and just put what are the reactions? Because people that streamed the game and they found out what it was, what they were doing, they're like, "Oh, you gotta be kidding me!" It's so funny.
Oh my god, that's funny. South Park's so good, man. I freaking love that show.
They just did a live. I don't know if you knew about the live concert that they were doing.
No,
they did a live concert in Colorado, in the Red Rocks Amphitheater, I believe that's what it's called. And it's cool, you know. They were just playing. It was the two creators, and they got like live bands, and they were just playing music from the show, and it's pretty cool. It just starts off right, so it's like this. It's an amphitheater, so it's all based outside, and there's like rocks on the side. So then they have like a projector, and they like the kids are coming out. And they're like, "Oh, what's going on?" They're pretty much talking to the audience, and then they're like, "Where are we?" And like, "Oh, I don't know." And then I think Stan goes like, "Guys, I know where we're at. Like, we're home." And like, I was like, "Oh," I was like, "My heart," because like it's in Colorado and that's where they're from and all that. And then boom, they just start playing like music. They just start playing music from the show, and it's like so hilarious and so awesome at the same time. And it's like, wow, like only they can do this.
Yeah, for sure. So one game. Just briefly talk about, I didn't play it, neither of us played it, but my sister did, was Dreamlight Valley. So that one, it's basically a Animal Crossing game, but instead of, you know, the animals, it's Disney characters. And in this one, though, there is a storyline to it where this darkness is sort of taking over the land, and your character is capable of I guess dispelling some of the darkness, and you have to bring back the characters, the Disney characters, back to the island, I guess, that you're on.
Yeah.
And so yeah, my sister, who's a ginormous Disney fan, was like, "I want to play this," and I got her the Animal Crossing game. What was it called? Animal Crossing New Horizon? No,
you know what? I don't even know, honestly. I totally forgot, because I never called it like by its own name. It was just, "Oh, Animal Crossing."
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I don't think anyone does.
We're gonna get a lot of hate. Like,
yeah. No. Well, the newest version, basically the one that came out during the pandemic, I got it for her. I knew she likes The Sims, so I thought, "Oh yeah, this is like the easier version of it. I'm sure she'll love it," which she did.
Have you ever played The Sims?
I tried it. I don't think I'm into those kind of games. You know, the building.
We had it for the PlayStation a long time ago, and I never liked doing like the, "Okay, well, you have your character, make him do this, make him do that, go to work, do that." So what I used to do, I used to play with my brother, like, 'cause it was like two players. And then what I would do is like, "Oh, wait, hold on, let me build him a wall." So I would take my character outside, I would trap him in the wall, and then I would put a grill there, and I would just wait for a fire to see. So you can die. Yeah, and I was like, "That was fun. I'm done."
Yeah. I don't think I'm into those games. Even I even tried Animal Crossing too, and you know, it was as much as it was actually kind of fun, like, you know, picking the weeds and all that, doing your regular chores around the island.
Yeah.
Ultimately though, I just couldn't keep up with it. And so,
oh yeah, same here, honestly. I feel like after I finished paying off like that loan that you get for Tom Duke, whatever his name is, like I was like, "Okay, well, what do I do now?" Like, "Oh, you can customize Ryan and do this." I'm like, "Nah, I don't want to do that." I was like, "I'm not really like that creative." But then what I did like was they added what are they called? The turnips? I forgot the seller's name, but she would sell you turnips, and every Sunday, and then you have a whole week to sell them. So it would range from like, "Oh, my turnips are like," and I got really into it, dude. I made like a whole sheet of how much money I was making through it. Through like Excel or like just a notebook. I was like, "Okay, well, on this day, I bought them for 92 bells." And they're called bells, right? The currency? I forgot what they're called.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, "I bought them for 92 bells." Next week, I went to the subreddit. I was like, "Okay, so who has the cheapest ones? Because I want to buy some." So then, you would talk to people on Reddit and be like, "Okay, well, I'm gonna go to your island. I'll give you 100K if you let me do 5 trips. And they're like, well, yeah, give me 100K, just do the 5 trips and do that. Okay, cool. And then it's like every day on Reddit, it's like, okay, who's selling? Who's selling? Like, because she sells them every day, but they're different prices. Oh, I mean, she's buying them. Mm-hmm. So she'll be like, on my island, they'll be like, oh, well, like, I'm buying them for 41 per tournament, 41 votes per tournament. And like, nah, if you go on Reddit, like, oh, like she's selling, I mean, she's buying them for 100 bells per turnup, or like 400, 500. I think the most I ever did was she was buying them for like 870. So I told, dude. I was like, I did the math how much, because I had bought, like, so my island, it was trash, dude. Like, it was weeds everywhere, but I had this hill. It was this hill, like, at the very top of the, like, the very top part of the map, and I made, like, a whole fence. I made it look super nice, and boom, I would put my turnips in there. And, like, because I would do so, I would buy so many, and then, so I started doing that, and then I started doing Susan's. And I was just, like, beyond it, I was, like, super hooked into it. And I think I skipped, like, 1 week, and after that, I was like, I'm done. I think in total, I made like $1 billion just selling turnips.
Dude, that's sick though. Like, you actually like did transactions.
Yeah, no, I remember I kept, when the game came out. I kept a whole log about it. I don't know what I did with that binder, but it's like, it's just right there. Like, it's just like a big old spreadsheet. And I was like, I was so into it.
Dude, you should try looking for that. We haven't posted on our Instagram, but like, I think that would be kind of cool once this episode comes out. Maybe you can post it. That'd be funny.
That, yeah.
I remember when the game came out, and like that turn up thing was like big in the game and everything. Even some like celebrities that like were getting into the game, they were kind of like posting online, going, "Hey guys, like I got the turned up lady. Yeah. She's selling it for like 100 and something." Not stop interactions with people and all that. It was, what a great game that came out during the pandemic, honestly.
It's so funny because that game, I don't know if we talked about this on the last episode. So that game came out, and on the same day, Doom Eternal came out. Have you seen the interactions with those fan bases?
No. It's hilarious. I know people talked about it, but I can't remember.
It is so funny. Like, they were like, you know, Animal Crossing is like a, not like a kid game, but it's like a very, like, family-oriented game and all this, and mm-hmm. they were calling, you know, Doom Eternal is like, Doom, you're killing demons, and like, all this, you're going to hell, and, like, the mm-hmm. music is, like, heavy metal. So the fan base was like, oh, they were just interacting with each other, you know, so just because it came out on the same day, so they were saying, like, oh, like, it was like, oh, Doom fans are going to GameStop to buy Doom on day one, and it's, like, them being all nice, and it's, like, and it goes, Animal Crossing fans buying it day one, and it's, like, them being all rude and mean. And I was trying to look for some, but it was so funny. And then like they did like some animations, and it's like there's a song in the first Doom game, the 2016 version, it's called Rip and Tear. So that every time they mention something, they can do it, like, oh yeah, we can like rip and tear the demons, you know, so just rip and tear. And so they did an interaction with Doom guy, that's his name, and what's her name, Isabel, like they're like some demons come out, and like he's there, and then she's like, she's on his shoulder, and he picks her up, and then she's like talking in her little voice, like whatever that does sound mm-hmm. to me. And like the subtitles like are saying, like, and she's like asking her, rip and tear time, and he's like, yeah. So he like throws her up in the air, and she lands back, and she pulls out a shotgun. That's like one of my favorite little videos. It was so funny, man.
Oh man. Yeah, that's right. But anyway, Dreamlight Valley.
We'll always go on.
Yes, it's fine. I like these. Dreamlight Valley. Like I said, she's actually really loving it. She loves interacting with all the characters. I saw her bringing in Remy from Ratatouille to the island and all that. She had to make Ratatouille to get him there and all that. Thought that was really interesting. The only thing though, she is having some trouble getting certain items to like progress the, you know, the land and all that, which is apparently something that everyone's been having trouble with, you know. I think she was playing it when you were talking to her at one point, but like she just needed like this one flower or something, but like she couldn't find it anywhere.
Oh yeah, so I remember her saying that she couldn't find it, and I was trying to like look at the phone because we were doing video call, but I was writing my notes, so I was like, I would miss most of the things that she was talking about, and she didn't mind. My phone was dying, so I was like,
Yeah. But, you know, just these little problems here and there that just having trouble progressing the land and all that.
I'm sorry, is this a beta? Or is it, like, is the game fully out?
I think it's a beta, because I don't know, when I was like looking, because you know she told me to download it for her, and you know, I actually like bought it, so I'm guessing it is out.
But oh yeah, because she said she got it, and I was trying to look for like a demo, but I think the only way to get it is if we buy it. So I was like, is it even out? Mm-hmm. But I was like, whatever. I thought it was weird that it was like if it is out, well, not weird, but like if it's happened before, where like they announced it and it's out, and I was just like, did it actually happen though? So I'm just gonna.
Yeah, and it was like some early access thing or something like that.
Oh, okay, so it probably is early access, as in like, oh, try part of the game out, but you have to buy it. Like, you have to buy the game to gain access into that, and then like you will have the game.
Okay, so we'll basically have to like transfer the data like later.
Yeah, I'm assuming that's how.
Once it's like,
unless it is out, they're just gonna keep updating.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we'll see.
Yeah, I know. Either way. Well, I mean, you already have the game anyway, so.
yeah. And I mean, she's playing it, so. But yeah, so I saw her get Remy, and she says she has Donald Duck's house and all that. So, but she doesn't have the character yet, so we'll see.
Okay, you can go inside the houses?
Yeah, you can go inside. And,
so it's essentially just Animal Crossing.
Yeah, it's basically, it's literally just Animal Crossing with Disney characters. Cool. So if you're a Disney fan, I would say I'm pretty sure it's worth it. Yeah, for sure.
I would play, but probably just at your place. I don't want to buy it. Unless it's just once again. Sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, this one would probably catch my attention more just because there is a storyline to it. So who knows? But for now, I'll just let my sister play it.
You'll just watch her play.
Yeah. I tried watching her play as much as I could, but you know, I'm it's usually on my days off, and I'm so fucking tired.
Oh yeah,
by those days, and so I can really watch a lot.
Yeah, I was at work today, and I was like, maybe I should try getting off early. That way, we're not like it's too late to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, oh well, because my day went back pretty quick at work, and I was like, oh, it's already 4:30. Yeah, I'm off in an hour. Nah, that's fine. I was like, man, because maybe next time.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that's all what we played this month. So let's just get in with the news.
Actually, before we do that, I have two things. I'm looking at my notes right now. So I was like, yeah, so the Light Valley. So you told me about how that game is. Also, because you're a Disney fan too. Mm-hmm. Not as big as your sister. Essentially, I mean, I feel like we're kind of both are Disney fans to an extent.
Yeah.
When are you going to start playing Kingdom Hearts?
Oh, dang. Because there's a lot of them, too.
Oh, yes. Like, I'll tell you this. The games are good. Okay, the three, right? The three main ones. They're good. What I didn't like about it was like, oh, here's like Kingdom Hearts, like a side story. But it's not a side story. Like, every Kingdom Hearts game that ever came out is part of the main plot. And I was just, that's where everyone got lost. I was like, what? Like, my brother's a big Kingdom Hearts fan, like, too, but he doesn't play all of them. And I'm like, what's going on? He's like, I don't know. I'm like, okay. Like, he's like, yeah, Disney characters, just play it. The gameplay's good. And, you know, just play it. I'm like, all right. But yeah, I play the first two. You should really try playing the first two for sure. Mm-hmm. And then when you get to three, you're going to be like, who the fuck are all these characters? Because there's like that big gap.
Okay.
But you should give it a shot. It's pretty
good. I'm sure I can look up some video explaining the whole
plot. Oh, good luck with that. Something. I tried it and I'm just like, what?
Yeah, actually, I do remember people saying that the story is confusing because of all
the side things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But no, yeah, actually, I forgot about that game until now. Oh, shit. Yeah, I'll for sure try to get into that.
Yeah, I remember one time your sister, she like texted me and Susan. And she was like, oh, like, quick question, like, what Kingdom Hearts game should we get? And so I called her real fast. He's going to buy Kingdom Hearts? And then she's all like, oh, I don't know. It's just because they have this one and Walmart. Like, no, you don't want that one. You need to get the one before that because it comes with five games. And you need all those to understand the story. And then after that, he needs to get this one, but he can't really play it because it's only available on that console. And I just went off and I was like, but yeah, you should really get one for sure. Like the first one.
Okay, I mean, I'll try to get the first one.
I mean, they're fun. I mean, the first one for sure, it's really cool just because it's like, oh, it's like, Well, Square Enix made it, so they have Final Fantasy characters and all that. So it's just like, mm-hmm. oh my god, it's like Cloud and Sephiroth and with Hercules. I was gonna say Hercules, like Dragon Ball. but he's like, you can fight them, and like, it's just like all these different interactions. It's like, it's so weird, but it's pretty cool. But then it's like, the story is kind of confusing too. So it's like, it's really good. I like it.
Okay. No, yeah, that's cool. No, actually, dang, there's so many games.
I know, dude. And it's like, for you, it's like you're playing them for the first time, and I'm like, damn, I wish that could be me again.
No. Yeah, for sure.
It's like, it's always like that question. We already say, like, oh, like, if you could watch a movie again for the first time. And like, to me, it's like, if you could play a game for the first time ever, like, damn, like, I wish I could do it.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so that was the first one. And the second one, it actually goes to, I guess, our CEO, Mr. Kyle. He threatened me. Said it was going to gut me like a fish. And I'm still here, baby. Where you at?
And he could actually respond. Actually, yeah. Kyle and Alexis, they actually listened to our first episode, and they really liked it. Said that, you know, we went back and forth a lot and all that, and it really seemed like we sort of just got right into the conversation as if we never stopped before. So that was good reviews so far.
Yeah, for my friends and my brothers, they liked it too. They only had that one problem with the YouTube video. They're like, why is it like only available? Like, why does it say it's for kids? And I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, it said like, you know, like the differences between for kids, for adults. Uh-huh. And I'm like, I guess we're for kids? I don't know. So I'll change it next time.
Yeah, and I tried going back in there to try to change it, but like, I don't know how to. And I was like, maybe I could look for a video. And it's like, I just never found it. I was like, whatever.
Yeah. Just the first episode. It's fine. Yeah. Whatever. For sure fix that on this. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. But anyway, the news. So actually, one quick news thing that came out. The Hogwarts Legacy. They made videos of the common rooms of like each house and all that. I saw them and they look so good. This is like one thing that we mentioned in the first episode. That, like, I hope there's like differences within the houses, and there is, like, whichever house you go into, and for sure the houses, like, they're all different.
Well, even just the entrances, right? Like, they're all different.
Yeah, for sure. I really like the Slytherin one. It was so cool. But I'm a Hogwarts house, so I gotta go through the fat lady.
You're a what? You're a Hogwarts.
I'm Hogwarts. Oh my god, I'm a Gryffindor.
I think
we
all are, man.
Oh my god, that was so dumb. I'm a Gryffindor. I don't know why I said Hogwarts.
Hey, I saw the last time we spoke, we talked about how they're gonna pick the classes and all that. I think you can pick them now.
I heard that too.
Like, I saw something about that, but I didn't like really look into it. And I was like, oh, I need to tell David about this because you were really like, you seemed really concerned.
Yeah,
where were you gonna go?
Yeah, no, I mean, I ultimately, like, I don't care which house I go into, but like, it's just I was mainly like very curious as to how the houses get chosen. Like, do I pick them, or are they gonna try to do something different where, you know, decisions that you made beforehand are going to affect the house you go into or something? But no, it's basically I get to choose whichever house I want to, which is totally fine too. But in terms of the common rooms, though, out of all them, Hufflepuff common room was, to me, is actually looks the best.
That looks pretty cool. I thought Slytherin was kind of, first, like the entrance was amazing, you know, with the snake going up, the revealing the door. But once you go, well, I saw when they went in, and I don't know, it looked kind of bland to me. It looked like, oh, here's the couch, and it's just kind of dark, and like a little bit with a shade of green. And I was like, is that it? Like, and I'm just like, well, hopefully there's more to do in the comic. Like, so
yeah.
So you're gonna pick Gryffindor then?
Yeah, for sure. I probably kind of wants to choose Ravenclaw, just because, for one thing, when I took the test thing, the second time I took it, I got Ravenclaw. So
already, we're fellow Ravenclaws. I think I took the test like three times, and all of them were like Ravenclaw. smart. And I was like, what? I'm smart? He's like, whoa.
Oh man, I was gonna say something else. There are some interactions that you can do within the common room. So hopefully there's just a lot more that you can look into.
Okay, that's
cool. That was one quick one. But in terms of like the big things announced, there was the Marvel Disney Showcase. I start with that because you missed it out.
Yeah, tell me about that because I don't really know anything about it. All I know is that they showed like what. Well, I know, like, two things
that
they announced. I don't know. Just tell me about it.
Okay. So, I mean, the bulk of it was a lot of mobile games, which mobile games aren't really my thing.
Yeah, same here.
So, there's a lot that I could just ignore from that. one thing that was pretty interesting that I probably am going to get from my sister is Disney Speedstorm, which is a racing game. But with Disney characters. So it's Mario Kart with Disney characters. Yeah. So that looks kind of fun. But the two big games, honestly, is one of them is Disney Illusion Island, which is basically like a 4-player game where you play as Mickey, Minnie, Donald, and Goofy. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure you can play it single player and choose one of the characters and all that. And hopefully they get different styles of gameplay with each character. That one just looks really interesting. I love the animation. It looks have you seen those like Disney shorts of the
Mickey Mouse and all that? Like the runaway train, like the Rise of the Meat, right?
Yeah, okay. Basically like that. It looks kind of like that.
Yeah, I like that animation too.
Yeah, it looks great and it looks pretty funny. I don't really know much of the story. I think they just have to like find this thing and restore some island.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so simple story, but you know it's Disney, it's the Disney characters, and I got a feeling there may be some dialogue between them if you play all four players or something.
Oh, okay.
So that one looks good. The other one, which it's still very early in development, but it's an untitled Captain America / Black Panther game. That one definitely caught my attention, especially because. Oh my gosh, it's because you know it is like a console game. I thought it was just gonna be like another mobile game or something, but no, it's a console game. And so far, again, very early development, like barely any information, but you just know those two characters are in them. There's also this like soldier and a Wakandan spy in within the team and all that. Yeah, so
it takes place in this is the one that I did. It takes place in the 40s, right?
Yeah, it takes place like during World War II and you fight Hydra.
Yeah, so it's the 40s, and I think I also saw that it's not T'Challa, obviously. It's his, what was his great grandfather or something like that? Quick note though, the writer for the game is Amy Hennig, the one that I mentioned the last time. She's the one that made the Uncharted.
I know, I heard that. And also, one of the other writers is Mark Bernardin, and he actually has a YouTube channel that he co-hosts with Kevin Smith.
No way.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So he talked about it a bit. You know, again, he couldn't give out that much information and all that, but one thing that he kind of mentioned that kind of caught my interest is that they kind of went about it like episodic, like they kind of want to do that within the game. Mm-hmm. So who knows how that'll be. And then they got asked if like if this game takes place within the MCU, and ultimately, like the answer is no.
Yeah.
But they try to write it in a way to like it can be in the MCU. So
I mean, they could just literally just say no, but then do like the it probably just be like another what if, you know? Since now they're doing like the whole multiverse thing, it's like they can just go there, like in the actual MCU or something.
Hmm.
I mean, that's just me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's just there's weird things going on within the MCU fans, like where they want everything to be canon now, and it's just So I can understand maybe if you just kind of went with both sides and all that. But I mean, ultimately though, I don't really care. It's a Captain America game. Like, I'm very curious as to how like that whole thing's gonna work. And I know there's gonna be some cool things if you can play as Black Panther and all that. But yeah, those are the big ones announced. There was also a Tron Identity game, but that's all I know. The title.
Yeah. Oh, okay, Tron. Okay, so was it MCU? How was that?
No, no, sorry.
No, that's okay. No, that's cool. Well, I'm a big Tron fan, but I mean, nothing's happened to me.
Yeah. But yeah, those are just the ones for Marvel and Disney. Let's go for the State of Play. What caught your attention on that? Or
honestly, with the State of Play, nothing really, just the big names were Tekken 8, fighting game. I remember playing Tekken, which for the PS2, but me and my little brother, we like play the hell out of the fucking game. And just seeing this trailer, and it's like, the trailer is like, it looks like gameplay footage, but I know it's not. And I texted him, I was like, dude, imagine if this is actual gameplay footage, because it looks fucking insane, dude. Like, the background looks amazing, the characters look so good. And it's just like, so what they showed off is like, I forgot the dad's name, but the son's name is Jin. And it's like, they're just fighting. Like, it's like, it's a whole story and all that. Like, they don't like each other. Oh, so the whole thing is like, I think the whole Tekken game, like, there's this mountain and you have to like throw off your enemy off a fucking cliff. And so I guess the dad tried doing that with the son a long time ago, and that's why they're always beefing. But, so they have special moves, and in the game that me and my brother played, the son, there's a version of him, he's called Devil Jin, and he gets like black wings and like just grows like a horn, and it looks sick, you know. Like, and I remember when we unlocked him, it was like we were in Ensenada, and we just took the PS2, we're at the beach, and we're like, somehow we were playing there, and like, when we unlocked him, like, oh shit, this is fucking awesome. So then just seeing him like kind of transform into him in the video, like for like a clip, like a quick second, I was like, bro, I'm fucking getting this game. Like, we need to play it. Like, it just looked so cool. It was like, I mean, it looked all cinematic, like CG, but if it was gameplay footage, wow, dude, amazing. It looks beautiful. And there was like, it's dark, it's raining, and there's like lightning. So when the lightning hits, it gets really bright and it gets really dark real fast. It was really cool. So that's what caught my attention. I kind of knew that they were gonna announce it, because supposedly there was rumors that they were working on a new Tekken game, and I was like, well, PlayStation, you know, if they don't announce it here, then when, like, I don't know when they're gonna announce it. So that one stood out for me. Another fighting game, Street Fighter 6. I mean, it's Street Fighter, so I'm pretty sure it's gonna be good, and people are gonna be like all over it. So, and after that, it was, I mean, just God of War. Honestly, they released a new story trailer. Wow. Oh, you're so hyped up, man. Like, that game looks sick. Sick. Like, just the
story. No, yeah. I really liked all the things I saw on Instagram, like the comparisons of Norse mythology and like, they really got into into the mythology and all that. That was really interesting to watch.
Did we talk about God of War the last episode? I don't remember.
I don't think so.
Bro, they're just so cool, dude. So, yeah, just God of War in general. Like, I mean, it's for PlayStation, I mean, I don't know, dude. Like, PlayStation just has all these, like, franchises. Pretty much, like, God of War, The Last of Us, Ratchet and Clank and all that. But God of War, dude, like, just play. I played all of them except for maybe, like, a mobile game that came out. And I didn't even know that existed. But even, like, the side ones that were for the PSP, it was Ghost of Sparta and... I forgot the other one, but damn, dude, like, they're all so good. It's just like hack and slash, and they're just fun to play. And like, the story's pretty cool. But then with the last, there's a doc. It's funny though. There's a documentary for God of War, the 2016 version, right? And everyone's, when they announced that trailer, they're like, well, what the hell's going on? Because Kratos wasn't Norse mythology. He was Greek mythology.
Mm-hmm.
Right, they're two different things. Right, it's not the same thing. Yeah. So Zeus and all different. That. Yeah. So. People were like, is this a remake? Because he's over here with, like, Odin and Thor. Like, what's going on? And then you play this one, and it's like, oh, okay, cool. Well, I don't want to spoil you. You know, stuff happened, right? So the game came out, and I played it, and I was, this one's totally different than the originals, because the other ones are just like, okay, press square and triangle, and you just make combos like that. And this one's like, it's like way different. Like, the original ones had a fixed camera. Kratos, do you know what that means?
Yeah.
So it's a fixed camera on him the whole time. And then this one's like, the perspective is like just straight off, like third person. It's like right behind him. You're moving the camera around. You can never do that before. So this one's like, the gameplay was way different, and like, it totally worked. Like, it was really good. And, so then the game came out, and I believe maybe a couple months after, they released like the documentary of making God of War. Mm. And the whole time that game was in development, garbage. It was garbage. And then it was like it's really interesting. I think it's like a 40-minute video on YouTube. Like, you should look it up if you're gonna play the game. It's really cool. So they're talking about just like this, and like, one of the heads of Sony, his name's Shuhei. He came in, he's like, okay, well, show me the game. And he played like a demo, and he left, and they asked someone that was talking to him, he's like, oh, what do you think? He's like, he didn't like it. Like, you guys need to fix this for sure. Cause it's a big game coming back, you know? And, at the very last minute, they showed a gameplay, like maybe 10 or 15 minutes of like gameplay, like at E3. And people were like super hyped. I was like, oh yeah, God of War, let's go, you know? And then they go back to the office, and his name's Corey, I forgot his name, but Corey. He goes back to the office, and says, okay, so it took us 2 years to make a 15 minute demo. We have 18 months to make a full game. He's like, what do we do? And then people left. Like, one of the head writers, like one of the head directors had left, like maybe a couple of months before the game actually shipped out, or like before when it was being made still. And it's like, he's just like recording himself in his car. He's like, I don't want to work today because he left. And he's like, what am I going to do? Like, if this goes to shit, like, we're fucked.
Yeah.
And well, the game came out, and it was great. And so he was like, oh, thank God. I told one of my friends too, like, I was like, you need to watch it. And he texted me, he's like, dude, I didn't know that this game was like that bad, like during the development. And yeah, because they show you, it's like, yeah, like, look, this is how bad it was. I'm just glad that they were able to come out with like something really good, because I mean, now they have a sequel. So I'm just kind of hoping it's not the same development stuff that they went through, like development help. So hopefully it is really good and all that. But yeah, I'm really hyped up for the game, just because I was always kind of like just iffy about it. I was like, well, whatever, you know, I'll wait for it. And then like now they showed off like an actual story trailer. I was like, dude, yes, like, I really want to play this already. But yeah, I mean, those are only three things that stood out for me. And did you see the PlayStation Direct? The State of Play?
Yeah, I saw it. I saw the whole thing. And the Tekken 8 one did actually catch
my attention. Oh, so you did see it. Yeah, it's cool.
yeah, and I rewatched it before recording, and so, and I still couldn't see, like, you know, usually it says not actual gameplay footage.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
And I never saw that, like, what they showed. So I'm excited. Like, dang, this could be really cool.
Yeah. So like,
if this is how it looks.
Well, because that's the thing. It's like a 2D fighter, so you're just going left and right, and that's how they were showing it. And I was like, dude, if this is like actual gameplay, no, good job.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, no, and then I did see that God of War trailer thing, and it looks cool. I love mythology in general, so just seeing what they did with these characters, it looks really interesting and all that. And I haven't played a God of War game, so hopefully I can get into that before it comes out.
I think you would just need to play the one before this one. You can just play that and then just watch like a history of God of War. Cause, I mean, the other games are kind of long. They're not like super long, but they are kind of long. They get pretty hard. But if you can, let's say you do catch up and all that, just watch it's the three main ones, right? So God of War 1, 2, and 3. And then there's this one, which is just called God of War. God of War 3, dude, all the boss fights are, you're fighting gods. Like, so you're fighting Hercules, you're fighting Zeus, you're fighting, oh my god, what's his name? It's not Aquaman, but Poseidon.
Oh, Poseidon.
Yeah, and then you start off fighting Poseidon. Like, that's like the, you just start off and it's like, it's like a elite, it starts off right where the second game stopped, and you're just like straight up just fighting Poseidon. And like the boss fights too, they go crazy. Like, it's really good.
That's awesome.
But yeah, like, that's, don't say, like, those, that franchise, phew.
But yeah, I mean, nothing else. I mean, the only two games that caught my attention on the State of Play was like Stellar Blade and Rise of the Ronin.
Oh yes, right. I haven't seen that yet, but I did see like people talking about it. They were like super hyped up.
Oh really? That's cool. Yeah, those two just kind of caught my attention. I kind of like the, well, for Stellar Blade, I like the monsters that you probably have to fight and all that. And then there was just something interesting. There was like this old man, kind of like robot looking person and all that. They just talking and all that. He looked really interesting. I don't know. There were just small things that caught my attention with both of those games, really. But yeah, that was pretty cool. And then there's the next thing is the Nintendo Direct. This one, there was a lot of games on this one, actually.
But there was, like, I was writing my notes, and, like, I didn't see it, so I was like, okay, you know, I'll just look at what they announced. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, okay, I saw, like, the main games, you know? But, yeah, I heard people were, like, making jokes about how, like, they announced, like, a bunch of, like, farming simulators or something like that. And I was like, what the hell are they announcing? And I just looked at the list, and I was like, what the fuck is all this shit? Like, why would you put it on there? I was like,
yeah.
But...
No, oh, I mean, I think it's just, it's because of Animal Crossing, you know, just that freaking blew up. And so now they kind of, we're just now seeing the effects of that, basically. So, but yeah, I actually didn't notice it the first time I saw the Direct, like, that there were so many, like, farming games and all that.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until later on that just people kept making jokes about it. And I was like, oh, yeah, they did announce a whole bunch of them, didn't they? Like, what the hell? But yeah, the first game that they showed off was Fire Emblem Engage. I tried getting into it, and like I got the, what is it, Fire Emblem Three Houses, I think that's what it's called.
The Switch or 3DS?
Switch.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I have it because Susan's a big Fire Emblem fan.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yeah, I'm still like in the beginning of that game. I haven't gone back to it. I don't know. I still need to give it a shot.
Did you rage quit?
No, it was just, you know, I was liking, like, you're in a school or something like that. And it's like, I was liking that area and all that. And then, you know, I was starting to get into the first battle. And I don't know, I just kind of lost interest. Yeah. So, yeah, I need to still give it a shot still.
Yeah. What's it called then? Like, Fire Emblem to me, like, I like the concept. I can't get into it. I think it's too fucking hard. And I mean, if your fucking character dies, he dies for it. I was like, do I really want to go through that? And so, like, that's what always scared me about those games. But Susan, she's been playing them since like the Game Boy Advance ones. And she would play the GameCube ones because her brother would make her play it. And she's like fell in love with them. So like when I mean, the first time I heard of Fire Emblem was through Marth and Roy and Super Smash Bros. Melee.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason I knew about them. And, like, I love the song. The music's pretty cool, too. And I think the first time I actually tried playing Fire Emblem was the 3DS one, the first time they ever did two games.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, you know, like, I'll buy both games, one for Susan, one for me. And, dude, I you passed, like, the third mission. I was like, fuck this game. and I was like, did you pass? She's like, yeah. I'm like, I think I'm almost done. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, how do you do that? And she's like, oh, it's because, like, you have to get your paladin and then you have to level them up. And I was like, you know what? That's too much information. Like, just play it for me. But yeah, I showed her the trailer. I mean, it looks like every other Fire Emblem, but I'm pretty sure we're going to get it for her.
Yeah.
I'll try it out. I'm not going to try to pass it.
Yeah, no, actually, I just remembered one thing that kind of like, got me to stop playing it was because it, the fact that you can lose your characters permanently at least kind of stressed me out a bit, too. I was like, I really like these characters, and I know, like, you can, like, get some of your characters together and, like, marry them.
Oh, yeah, they can have their own kid and all that, yeah.
Yeah, and so I was kind of like, I already know who I want to put together with and all that, and I don't want to lose them if they. And so that was one reason why it took me out of it.
What's it called? Yeah, and you know what? Like they made it easier. So they made it where, like, if he dies, you can revive them and all that. But I was like, well, I'm not a bitch. I'm gonna pay the whole school
way. That's true too. Oh my god, it's such a dilemma for me too. Like I know what you mean. I don't want to I don't want to take the kid way out. You know, just bring them back and all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, and then the other game, this one already come out, but I guess they're putting it on Switch. It Takes Two.
It Takes Two.
Yeah. Have you heard of it?
Oh, yes. It's coming out for Switch?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah, no, I want to play that. I want to play that with Susan. I mean, do you know the whole concept of the game here?
Do you have to play in two players, or?
I think you do. I don't know if you can just play it by yourself. And, like, because I know it's, like, the title says It Takes Two.
Yeah.
But the whole thing, the only reason I want to play with it because it's pretty much just like a married couple. I guess they're like going through like a rough patch in their relationship, but like, I think they're like on the brink of getting a divorce. And then they shrink down and they have to work together to like do all these puzzles. And I was like, I really want to play that with Susan. I was like, I mean, we're not getting a divorce, but it's just like, it seems like a fun game to play. And like, it's just, I think just like the concept of a married couple. And I was like, I'm married, so I was like, that seems pretty cool. Yeah. I've always wanted to play it with her. I just don't have a second control for Xbox or the PlayStation. So I was like, whenever I get one, we can play.
Yeah, I saw like a reaction video of the director of it, and the lady in it, she was like, yeah, it's a fantastic game. Mm-hmm. So I kind of want to get it too, because I remember first seeing it when it was first announced, I was kind of like interested in it. So the fact that they're putting it on Switch now, I might just get it.
Yeah, no, it looks fun too. And then the person that made that game, he made another one too before this one. It's pretty much the same concept, you know, like two players. But that one's, you're breaking out of prison. I forgot what it's called. And I bought it because me and my brother were like, we need to play it. Or me and my brother and my friend were like, we should all play it, you know? And then we bought it, and then, whenever you guys are ready, and then we just never. We never touched, but what I did hear is like it's really good. Like the story is really cool, and just like the little interactions that you have with those characters and all that, it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's cool. Why I didn't know that they announced that. That's the one game I didn't even see that they on that list that I told you that I was looking at.
Yeah, and then the next one. I don't know if I am gonna get it, but I'm kinda interested in it, is SpongeBob SquarePants. Cosmic Shake, because I remember playing a SpongeBob game on the GameCube. I
can't remember the original what it's called. The fight, was it the Fight for Bikini Bottom or something like that?
It might have been
the one that they remade, right? Not so long ago.
Yeah. But like, I remember playing it, and you know, I was loving it. It was honestly like a very difficult game and all that, and just I thought they got really creative with like the characters and all that, and just kind of with the world that they made and all that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think it'd be kind of fun to go. It's a different game, but like, it'd be fun to go back into that.
Did you see? We were talking about this game the last time. Pikmin 4.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we were both like, yeah, we're not interested in Pikmin at all. Yeah,
I saw the trailer, and I was like. If I can play it, I'll play it, but I don't think I'm gonna get it.
Yeah, same.
I just saw it and I laughed. I was like, man, me and David are just probably just like, whatever.
Yeah, for sure. And then they briefly talked about that, what was it, Pikmin Bloom or something? That, like, Niantic mobile game. You know, it's like, Pokemon Go and all that, which I was like, that's kind of fun. I'm sure Pikmin fans love it. I don't know. Who knows?
Like, I'm not one of those freaks.
But yeah, the Pikmin 4 was announced, and I mean, it looks like Olimar, is that his name? Is like going to our world, I guess, and you know, you're fighting the same Because you see like a bench and I think like a fence or something. So it looks like our world.
Yeah, hopefully.
And then one thing, I find it funny, but like they're kind of like, you also get a different perspective now. Like they changed the camera angle from the top to now like you see from the bottom, basically like his perspective, Olimar's perspective and all that. It sounded kind of interesting like that. But I wanted to look up videos of people like analyzing the footage and all that, but I just never got around to it. One thing, this is another game that like now that we're doing a podcast that like I so want to get into, but they announced Octopath Traveler 2.
Dude, yeah,
it just looks so fucking beautiful. Looks, oh my god.
You haven't played the original, the first one?
No.
Oh, me neither, but I played the demo. Bro, it looks, yeah, I don't know. It was really good from what I played, but I never did get it. Oh shit, I think it would have. Yeah, I saw that and I was like, oh shit. Like, for some reason, I thought they made the second game a long time ago. And then I looked it up. I was like, oh, like, where can I play it? And they were just like, oh, Octopath Traveler 2 announced. And I was like, what the fuck? But it was for the, I guess the one that they released was like a different thing. Like, I guess like DLC for the game. I saw Octopath Traveler. It comes out February 24th.
Okay.
And what I'm happy about is it's coming out for the PS5.
Oh, nice.
So I was like, it's good. But I'll probably just get it for the Switch because I feel like that's more of a take and go type of game.
Yeah. For me. It looks like a beautiful game. Oh, yeah. Honestly, I love the eight bit version of it, and there's depth between like the characters and the land and all that. Just what a great way to show off the game. The next thing, Mario Rabbids, the second game. Did you ever play the first one?
Which one, I'm sorry?
Mario Rabbids.
No, you know, I never played any of those.
Okay, I played the first one, and it's actually really, really good.
That's like that turn-based one, right? It's like a strategy turn-based. That's with Mario and the rabbit?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I know. Yeah, like, when it came out, I thought it was like, oh, that looks stupid as hell. And then, it got released, and people were like, hey, it's actually pretty good. I was like, what?
Yeah. I got it, too, because I was kind of like, I was kind of interested in the beginning, and it's usually like those turn-based games, like it's like Fire Emblem, you know, that kind of takes me out of it a bit. But I thought, well, it's a Mario game, so it's probably like a whole lot easier.
Yeah.
And you know those ones, and it is. It's a whole lot easier, but it does get difficult towards the end and all that. It's like you really gotta like hope for the best and just really strategize. Like, okay, hopefully it'll get hit here and all that. And so it gets stressful towards the end. And so when they announced the second one, I got super excited, especially because all the new things that they added, they added like the little Lumas and all that.
When does that come out?
I don't know. I never really looked up the dates of the release dates of any of these games. Just when it comes out. But yeah, I mean, I'm really excited for that one. They announced new 64 games coming to the Switch.
Dude, that to me right there was like the hype of it. I was like, what? I was like, first of all, GoldenEye, and they're trying to do multiplayer for GoldenEye. You know how many hours I spent playing multiplayer with my friends? A lot. It was so cool. Yeah, so they announced GoldenEye. What else did they announce? Mario Pokemon Parties Stadium. 1, 2, and 3, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mario Party 1, 2, and 3. The Pokemon Stadium 1 and 2. Oh my god.
Yeah, that's which didn't you talk about in the last episode? Pokemon Stadium, or was it Pokemon Coliseum?
It was both.
Oh, okay, both? Yeah,
Pokemon. I mentioned Coliseum and Stadium. Saying that it was just that, but yeah, no, dude, like the mini games in Pokemon Stadium is big. It's like I like Pokemon Stadium more, just because it's pretty much just like, oh well, it's like here are the gyms, and then you know just go fight them. and that's when the original thing came up with the you can there was like this big old bundle pad that you connect to the back of your you see the N64 controller, right? I mean, it's like that big, like the three handle thing, and in the back there's a adapter, so you just connect it. You can put your Game Boy Advance game in there. I mean, your Game Boy Color games, and you can transfer your Pokemon to that too. So that's where it started. And so you'll be like, oh, well, here's Mewtwo, and here's Mew kicking some little Eevee's ass. I spent so many hours playing that. Those two games are really cool. But Mario Party, there was like other games, but they plus didn't really catch my eye for those, for the 64 versions, for those, and those were really cool. Have you played Bayonetta?
Bayonetta? No, I haven't. No? I do kind of want to for this new one. Kind of interested in it. Just, I mean, she kind of, at least for me, like she seemed like she kind of blew up when they were when she was announced in Super Smash Brothers.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I'm really interested now, especially because like they kind of explain like the stories of the past games. Like apparently she lost her memory in the first one and she started getting him back. And then,
oh, I don't know. I haven't heard of
it. Okay, but yes, but yeah, during. When they announced it on the direct, that's they basically said like what happened in the past stories and how it's led to here and all that, and so it got me curious now of the game, of the character.
Oh yeah, it's I believe the first. I don't know if this is being made into, but I believe that the first one and the second one, or at least the first one for sure. I think that one was made by the people that made Devil May Cry. I'm pretty sure I'm wrong. But I think it was the team or the creator. But yeah, because I mean, it's pretty much similar. Just like, well, the gameplay, you know? But you know, honestly, I've only heard like good things about the Bayonetta series. And I was like, oh shit, there's a third one. That's cool. I'm probably not going to play it. But I mean, for sure a lot of people are going to play it.
Yeah.
Yes, and that.
Oh,
that comes out this year. It comes out October 28th, next month.
Oh. Yeah.
So okay. You only have like, 4 weeks.
All right, yeah, man, I'll probably get that one. That's the third one. I don't.
Yeah, I mean, we'll you could just watch a recap video on that.
Yeah. And then the big thing, very little information.
Before you talk about that game, I have seen it before. Final Fantasy Crisis Core is coming out for the Switch. December 13th. I don't know if you care about Final Fantasy at all.
I've never played it, but I do want to get that remake one.
Or 7?
Was it? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so this is Crisis Core. Essentially, it takes place before the events of Final Fantasy VII. I heard nothing but good things. I never played it, but I heard nothing but good things about the original, the Crisis Core for the PlayStation 2, I believe it was. My brother was like a big fan of it, so yeah, well, I'll probably check it out. But yeah, you should really play Final Fantasy VII because it's really good. And then also, another JRPG that I love, and I spent, I think I passed it like twice or three times on the GameCube, Tales of Symphonia.
Okay.
You ever heard of it?
No.
So good. It is so good.
Yeah, okay.
It's really good. It's from the, have you heard of the Tales series?
I think so, but I just, I don't know, the game always looked kind of weird for me, so.
Yeah. It's very long. I think on the GameCube it was like three discs. So I'd be like, oh no, I think it was only two. But it was like, you reach like halfway and it's like, oh, please insert disc two. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And I was like, hey, I'm actually passing it. But yeah, I fell in love with the game when it came out. It is very long. But I mean, I like the story. And then, fun fact, I believe, well, I guess it's not a fun fact, so if I believe. But the main character, the voice actor, I think it's the guy that, and I'm like 95% sure it's the guy from Teen Titans that plays Robin.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. So every time I would play it, I'm like, oh shit, it's Robin. But yeah, that comes out next year. You should like check it out. If it, like, well, I guess I have a GameCube. Well, but you don't have a GameCube on.
No.
That one. No, the big one.
Okay, yeah. So the big thing, we finally got a title for the new Legend of Zelda game. It's called Legend of Zelda: Tears of the Kingdom. Apparently, people were confused whether it was Tears or Tears of the Kingdom. For me, it was instantly Tears. For But
you know what? I never thought about that. And then now you just like scrambled my brain because I did read Tears of the Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
But Tears of the Kingdom kind of makes sense because of like what I'm seeing. Like the floating pieces of land and all that. Yeah. And I was like, no, I'm just like, man, what the fuck?
Yeah. No, but I mean it's for sure Tears, because so in the footage you see like some muir or something. Mm-hmm. And in it you see like these kind of tear shaped I guess stones or something.
Oh, okay.
This creature. And so yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Tears. Yeah, it's just there really wasn't much new stuff. You just kind of go around the little floating islands. Huh. And all that, and at one point he lands on this bird thing that starts flying or something.
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I just kind of want to know what happened with Zelda. Like, like what's her
right?
path? When it was first announced, people were kind of like, "Oh my gosh, are we finally gonna get to play as her character or something?"
Was the big thing too, right? Because I think when the first time they announced Breath of the Wild, like it was just like a clip, and there was what are they called? Like those machine things, the one with the legs, and they have the beam.
Oh, the Guardians?
Yeah, so the first time that they announced the game, it was like he was being chased by one of those, and then they go by like a bridge or something, and then, well, Link jumps up from the horse, right, from Epona, he jumps up, and like he has a bow and arrow. Mm-hmm. But then people were like, yo, like, why does Link look like a girl? Is that Zelda? Are we fine? That's the first time that I heard, like, people were like, oh, we're finally gonna play as Zelda. Mm-hmm. And then, what's it called? Now that you mentioned this up right now, I'm just like, like, are they gonna do it with these games, like with the Breath of the Wild games that they use? Mm-hmm. Which would be, I mean, I don't mind. They'd be pretty cool, but at the same time, it's like, in the Breath of the Wild, oh my gosh, Breath of the Wild, she didn't really do much.
No, not
in the first like, game. Yeah, it wasn't like she was a fighter. She was just like, oh, okay, well, let's go look at this. Let's go do that. So I'm just like, I don't want it to be like, oh, okay, cool. Like, I'm using Zelda, but then she's like this total badass, you know? Because where was that in the first game? So,
yeah.
Unless you do like a whole background, like, where she gets trained when she's in the castle, like growing up and all that. But I don't really want to see that.
Okay, yeah, I get you. No, but I mean, it looks like we're just going to be playing as Link. Mm-hmm. And apparently we get like this robot arm.
Yeah, you saw that too, right? It's like, yeah. I was like, what the hell happened to him? Like, I thought he was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it just, I mean, I don't know. Breath of the Wild was such an amazing game, which, I mean, I think we can probably make like a podcast about it when the second one comes out.
Oh, I'm good. Yeah. I just saw that and just do it like soon.
Yeah. So I'm just very curious what kind of story we're going to see for the second one. Mm-hmm. It looks like probably Ganon is back or something.
Know is the time gap between Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom. Mm.
Yeah, that's true.
I just want to see what the time gap is. And also, honestly, like, I don't know, like, to me, the thing that I like about Zelda the franchise, it's always, like, a different story, right? Mm. We've never really seen, like, a direct sequel to any Zelda games.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the first one being Majora's Mask and Project Clone.
Yeah, but I mean, even then, though,
it was like it was a totally different map. It wasn't the same place you were explaining. So this one, to me, it seems like it's the same map, just with like floating pieces. Basically. Floating pieces of land, and I don't really want to see that. I want to see like a whole new section. I want them to add more to like if I can explore a whole other section. I don't want just to be like, oh, okay, cool. Like, you know, this is the same map, but it just looks destroyed with like floating maps, like floating pieces of land. That's what I'm like. I'm excited for it. I'm still gonna buy it. Like, I mean, it's Zelda. I'm sure it's gonna be amazing. But I just really want to see like something new. Like, I don't want to see the same environments that I kind of already saw. I want to see like a new section at least. But yeah, I mean, either way, it's Zelda. Like I said, I think the last thing they didn't deliver was what, like the DS games, the Phantom, the train one, and Phantom Hourglass. But I never played them. I looked at them and I was something.
Yeah, yeah. And then honestly, like that. From what I'm hoping for is for one thing, that robot arm, I hope it's very useful. Like, I thought we can, like, I should, like, shoot stuff with it or something. I mean, who knows? And then I'm very curious what's happening with the sword, because I remember in the first trailer, the sword was, like, completely damaged. And so,
I forgot about that.
And so, like, you're probably have to, like, completely restore it. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious if there's going to be any connection with this game with Skyward Sword. Because Skyward Sword is like the origins of the sword, basically, and so I'm hoping there's like connections to it, which some people are guessing there already is with the tier stuff. Mm-hmm. Because in Skyward Sword, you kind of go to this like this little spirit world and all that, and then there's this flower that you have to like fill up, and it kind of looks like that, basically. Yeah. I think they call it like tears or something.
Oh, okay. I never passed. But I did hear. I remember when it came out, because everyone's thing about Zelda is like, what's the timeline? You know, like, it's always the same. It's like the timeline. And then when Skyward Sword came out, it's like, oh, well, we have a beginning. And I was like, we have a beginning. It's right here. And then it just goes on, and people are just like, it's always like fan theories. And I think, what was it? Nintendo actually came up with an official one, right?
Yeah.
So sure. They came up with that. And I just always, before they did that, I would always look at the time theories and all that. And I'll be like, I would like get so into it. It was so cool, and I was just like, "Oh well."
And then my other hope for it is that obviously we're gonna get separated from Zelda. Mm-hmm. I mean, who knows where she's gonna be? But I hope there's just like a lot of interactions before we lose her, just because I really like those memories that you would get in Breath of the Wild.
Oh yes,
with those two, like it's just
like with the pictures, right? Nice. And all that.
Yeah, with the pictures and all that. I always like their interactions, especially because now that like they did voice work for the games and all that, I feel like they can really create a connection between the two, more so than what they did with like Skyward Sword or what was another
one? And you know what? That's pretty cool too, because with Breath of the Wild, that's pretty much the first time that we've actually seen interactions. I mean, more interactions with Link and Zelda, because before it would always be like probably like in the beginning but not really, or at the very end when you save her and they're together. Like this is the first time we're actually seeing them together, like kind of exploring the world together. And so hopefully that's a good damn dude, that's a good ass fucking point. I'm just thinking about it right now. It'd be so cool if you just start off with Zelda just doing things, and then, you know, not midway, but maybe a little bit before midway, she gets, something happens to her or something, and then you continue trying to save her. And then holy shit. That's such a good thing. That's really cool, because, I mean, you're building that relationship with Zelda, too. Like, we've never seen that. Breath of the Wild is the first time we've ever seen that.
Yeah.
And then, Wind Waker, I just thought about it, because of Tessa, supposedly.
It's not really her. So yeah, I mean, Skyward Sword is like the one where there was friendship between the two. You know, they're like they grew up together and all that. Yeah. And you know, it's still a different kind of relationship though with this one, because they sort of didn't grow up together. He just sort of came up and all of a sudden became a knight and became her guard and all that. And I really like the story that they had here, where he just kind of kept moving up and up and up with his powers and all that, while she was stuck at the bottom.
Yeah.
And she kind of became jealous of him because of that and all that. So I kind of hope maybe there's some development in the beginning of that or something. I don't know. But yeah, but with Skyward Sword, like, it was just a friendship, and you sort of following her throughout the land and all that. And you know, it's heartbreaking when you have to separate at some point when they were finally together and all that. That one is the only one. The other games, she's just sort of the one telling you, you know, you got to do this to save the land and all that, blah, blah, blah. And so, Yeah, that's why I'm kind of hoping with this one we get a lot more, just because, again, it's a whole different relationship between the two, and the one that I think can actually, like, I think can develop, or one that I think I can just like it more, basically, because, again, Skyward Sword, they're already friends and all that, and mm-hmm. I like their friendship and all that. She was basically like a big sister to him and all that. But this one, though, I want a relationship, okay? Ship them, okay?
Yeah, this will seem more like... the chemistry was never... I mean, what it is there just because, like, oh, you saved me, thank you, and all this other mm-hmm. big honor, whatever. But this one seemed more like, it's like, I mean, they're... Well, like, how he's, like, the memories and all that, and mm-hmm. they, like, how he says she gets jealous of him because of, like, he's, like, a natural with everything. Mm-hmm. And she's like, why am I struggling to, like, open these things? Like, well, like, the shrines, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know, just, I do like the connection between these two.
Mm. I think I just, for me at least, I think I just kind of, I like the whole enemies to lovers type of thing. Because, I mean, that's basically how it is. Whereas with, again, Skyward Sword, they're basically kind of like siblings in that one, in a way, in a sense. But yeah, that was the big thing for Nintendo Direct.
That was the and releasing on the 12th of May.
Oh yeah, yeah, we did get a release date for that one too.
I was like, oh shit, that's too soon. But at the same time, I was like, yeah, I'm just scared of it being delayed.
Oh my god, I hope not. Yeah. It already did get delayed, right? It already did get delayed, right?
Which one?
Tears of the Kingdom.
I think, yeah, because of COVID. I think COVID fucked everything. COVID fucked a lot of things. It's not just movies and TV shows and all that, but like video games too. Mm. But then it's all kind of weird too, because it's like, oh, a lot of the times you're like, oh, well, we need to delay it because of this. It's because of COVID. And it's like, people would say, I'm not saying Nintendo, but like just some other companies, you know. But people would be like, well, you were like making this game for like 3 years before COVID. And it's like, why all of a sudden you need to like extend it for 2 more years? Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
That was the Nintendo Direct. Pretty good, honestly. A lot of announcements. To me, the big ones were the Zelda ones and the Nintendo 64.
Mm-hmm.
Not the three also, actually, the 64. Awesome.
Now something big happened with Grand Theft Auto. Apparently. Yes.
Before we get into that real quick, today actually this happened today when I was at work. They released like a trailer for the new PlayStation VR. I was kind of hoping for a release day or something, but nothing. They just showed off what it looks like, what it kind of does. It has two controllers, haptic feedbacks, the triggers. Overall, it looks supposedly is gonna be really good. There was no price, but it does kind of seem like it's gonna be around $400.
Damn, and I heard it's kind of hard to set up too. It's like kind of complicated to set it up.
So that's the thing. I think this one's wireless.
Okay.
Yeah, because the first one had like a bunch of wires. You had to connect a box into the PlayStation and connect the cables to that. And then I think this one's wireless because they just showed that off. They didn't show off any wires at all. But it looks really advanced. Not advanced, but like top notch VR headset. Once I saw that, because supposedly the rumors were saying, it's only going to cost about $300. Like, they figure out a way to do all this fancy stuff and do it cheaper, you know? But now I'm looking at it, I'm like, that doesn't look cheap. It's really expensive. I'm pretty sure my brother's going to get it, though, because he really liked the VR for it. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure he's going to get it. So I'll probably just try it at his place. And I'll probably just get one too, but I'm going to wait on it.
Mm-hmm.
So the other big thing, GTA.
Yeah.
Well, did you see anything?
I just know that they got hacked or something, mm-hmm. and some things leaked, and then I did see something that like the FBI were investigating mm-hmm. it. Which for me, I thought that's gotta be a lie, right? Like, what the hell? But so I that's all I know, really.
Okay, so Sunday, which was what day? It was the 18th, September 18th on Sunday. I woke up, go on Twitter, and I was like, oh, GTA 6 is trending. And every once in a while, GTA 6 trends on my Twitter page for whatever reasons, you know? And boom, I just see videos, and I was like, what the fuck is this? And it's just like, oh, it got leaked. There's a bunch of like video leaks, and it's like, I'm watching them, and I was like, what the hell? And it's actual gameplay, like, you know, it's not finished, you know, but it's like, holy shit. Now, the rumors before I get into more of the leaks, I'm like super excited because the rumors before were, so Grand Theft Auto, they have like three big cities, right? So San Andreas being, you know, Southern California, and all that. San Andreas is supposed to be like LA, like that region. They have Liberty City, which is New York City. They have Vice City, which is Miami, Florida, and Miami. So the rumor was that they were going to do Vice City, which is Miami, and they were going to have two main characters, right? And they were going to be Hispanics. And then the game was going to be placed in Vice City and some part of Cuba. So then but those are just rumors. And these leaks happened, and it's set in Vice City. There's two characters. So what I'm thinking about is, are they going to do Vice City and Cuba, like a part of Cuba? And I'm just so excited because it'd be so cool. Because it's always been like the United States, except for like GTA 2, which is like in England. But just seeing like a different country would be kind of nice too. But yeah, a bunch of videos just got leaked, just gameplay. I think there was like a part of a mission of you're robbing a bank or like a store, your apartment, like you're just like walking around the city. And like, dude, like the backgrounds look like, you know, like the background sceneries. I mean, there's some parts that, you know, you can tell they're not there, like the trees, they just look like a stick with like green stuff sticking out. But the streets, dude, like the streets and like everything, like the cement, like the pavement, dude, like I was like, dude, that looks real as fuck, like holy shit. So they got me. What's it called? Yeah, so the two characters, it's a boy and a girl. Through the files and all that, supposedly the names are Jason and Lucia. So I believe Lucia might be like, if it is true, the Cuban one, she's Hispanic. What else happened? So that happened. And I think it's so funny though, because people are getting mad at the game. People were like talking smack, like, oh, like it looks like shit. Like, why the fuck? Like, why were they released this soon? And it's like, dude, it's not even, the game's not done. Like, they're still working on the game. There's more to them than just like, I'm pretty sure they have like the background set, like the whole environment, and then they're working on the gameplay, and they still have to add textures and do all this stuff. But like, yeah, people were like, a lot of people did, like, they were getting mad, like, as it was gonna come out like next month or something. And I was like, what the hell? So then, so that got me. And then the person that leaked it, I guess he did like a post, and he was pretty much saying like, hey, if you work for Rockstar or whatever, email me at this email. We can work things out and stuff like that, or I'll just leak more stuff. Cause I guess he has like a bunch of files. And it's like story mission files and like a bunch of other stuff. So then, so he's like trying to do like a negotiation type thing. Yeah. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, are you dumb? Like, why would you do that? Like, first of all, it's like, you can leak it all. Yeah, it's happened before with a lot of games. Well, recently was The Last of Us 2. Like, the whole story got leaked.
Oh, yeah.
So that happened with that. And but at the same time, it's like, there's people that looked into it, and like there's people online that just, they're fucking assholes, and they're like on comments like, oh, this happens in The Last of Us 2, and just kind of like, if you're just kind of going like scrolling through comments or whatever, and like, you just get it done, which sucks, you know. But I was able to avoid it all. If anything like this in GTA leaks, like story wise, I'm gonna fucking avoid it. I was like, no, fuck that. Like, I'll wait when it's ready. So then, and you know, people were like, oh, it's probably all fake. But it seems kind of real. And then Monday morning, Rockstar Games just boom, straight up statement saying like, hey, yeah, it got leaked. You know, we hope that you, they're pretty much just saying, like, hey, like, sorry that I got beat and all that stuff, but it's not going to stop us from, like, it's not going to stop production, as in, like, it's not going to get postponed. But, I mean, that's just them saying that. I'm pretty sure it is going to get postponed because they GTA 5 got postponed, like, 3-4 times. Hmm. So, and so they made that statement, so that means, like, everything that got leaked is, like, real. Like, it's all true. So I was like, oh, shit, okay, cool. And then, I guess Rockstar's got the FBI involved, trying to track down who leaked it. And I think it's so funny because, like, the game is called Grand Theft Auto, and it's like you're pretty much doing illegal shit. And it's like, oh, hey, let's get the cops involved. Like, oh, okay, that's funny. But yeah, dude, it's like a bunch of stuff in GTA 6. I think it was like 90 minutes worth of like small clips. I didn't see all of them, but I saw like the majority of it, and it's like, damn, dude, like, just like I'm in, you know, like I love Grand Theft Auto. The stories, it's just like the stuff you can do in the game is pretty crazy, and then the environment. I'm not even well, the story to me is always pretty cool too. I think my favorite one's still Grand Theft Auto 4, like for story wise. But it's Rockstar, you know. Like, I mean, they made Red Dead Redemption. They're gonna knock it out of the park again.
Yeah, for sure. No, yeah, I've actually like. I've never fully played the game. I've always just, you know, got someone else's PlayStation and
the and you just play it, right?
Yeah, I just did whatever I wanted. Fucking beat up people and drive around.
That's the beauty of it too. It's like, you don't even like to enjoy it. You could just like pick it up, don't know what the game's about, just like, okay, well, I mean, not to say that it's fun to beat up like people, you know, but in the game, you know, it's all cool. Yeah, I can just go drive here and beat someone up and just take off and run away from cops and do all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's just really fun. I mean, not really. I remember we would go to one of our friends' house and they'd be like, okay, well, we set up GTA. Just play till you die and just pass the control. that's what we're doing. It's very cool. Which is really fun.
That's funny. But yeah, I mean, I got a PlayStation now, so
I know, right?
I'll probably just get this one whenever it comes out. Who knows how long?
But hey, from the footage that I saw, give it another 2.5 years. That's what they do. It's not just that; it's also like bugs that they have to fix. I'm sure that they didn't show. It looks almost done. It's just like those little other people in the game, the NPCs, they don't look rendered, and they just look just put someone there that like with a bland face, just so they know we know they're there for so we know that they're there pretty much, and that's it. So they need to do textures, for sure textures, and then just do more of animations and stuff like that. But yeah, it's almost. From what I see, I feel like they have the whole world already created, and well, the two characters are done. They have the whole voice actors ready. I want to see like 2 years for sure.
Okay. Cool.
I know. Dude, I can't wait.
Yeah, my first GTA game.
You can try 5 of them.
Yeah, probably.
I felt like 5 felt more like an 80s movie. Like the story. That was fun.
That's cool. But yeah, I think that's it for the news. Damn, we went through a lot. I mean, let's see what happens now in the next couple of weeks. But I don't think we're going to have a lot of news for the next video, for the next podcast.
I think the next one's going to be probably like way shorter than the first two episodes. But yeah, we just need to pick a topic and
yeah, I think that's all right. I mean, nothing else.
Going through my notes, but God of War technology. I mean, yeah, to me, unless you want to talk about movies.
Nah. All right, then. I guess that is it for this episode. thank you for listening. As I mentioned last time, there's also other podcasts that I do. Recently I've been doing Red Spotlight because our co-host Peter Martinez has been very, very busy with life and all that.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, we've been talking about House of the Dragon, Red Spotlight. Hopefully soon we can record another episode of Turn to Page where me and my friends talk about Harry Potter. We're going to start book 3, which we are very excited for.
I'll listen to the fourth one. That's my favorite.
Oh, really? The third one's actually my favorite, honestly, just because we get a lot more background on Harry's dad and all that. It was really interesting.
Hey, quick question. Are you guys going to try covering the Hogwarts game on the podcast? Or?
Oh, I haven't thought of it. I'll probably talk about it briefly. We'll see. Because, I mean, we talked about, Crimes of Grindelwald and all that, like the spin-off movies and all that.
So was that the last one that came out? The third one? Dude, it's so funny. It was your sister. She was here with us for a couple of days. I forgot why she was here, but she was like, "What was it? Susan got surgery or something. She was here for to visit, but she was here for like a good couple of days, and so she just like started watching the Fantastic Beasts, right? And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then I left, but then I came back, and she was watching
Crimes of Grindelwald.
Yes, she was watching. I'm sorry, she was watching that, and then I just hear her go, and see, like, I don't even know what's going on anymore. And I was like, what? She's like, it's just horrible. It sucks. And I was like, so why are you watching it? She's like, I was like,
okay. Actually, I was wrong. It's not Crimes of Grindelwald. It's Secrets of Dumbledore. That's the third one.
Oh, and then I was like, man, it's so dumb how they replaced Johnny Depp.
Yeah. Honestly, like Mads Mikkelsen, like he was fantastic and all that, but I really would have liked to have seen Johnny Depp in this one. I probably will talk about it on there.
Nice.
And then I don't know what's happening with Fantasy Fair. Yeah, I mean, hopefully they get one out there soon. But yeah, check those other podcasts out. I'm your host, David. I don't think I announced myself in the beginning.
That's cool. Everyone knows it.
Yeah.
Or five fans.
And that was Sergio.
Yeah.
So yes,
thank you. Hope you guys enjoyed it.
Yes.
And thank Kyle, you for listening. If you're listening.
All right. Bye.
Bye.